There's a story told about a man who, for his military service, he worked on a Navy ship that used Morse code, which is a code language, and he became an expert at understanding it. After he finished his military service, he got a regular job as a civilian, and there was a very big misunderstanding, and he was fired, and he was feeling very bad and depressed and very low. And he saw an ad in the newspaper that the Army was looking for an expert in Morse code, and he decided he would apply for this job. And he gets to the waiting room, and there were many, many applicants, and he takes the application, he sits down, and he hears, you know, some announcements, and he gets up and he goes over to the secretary, and he decides he's just going to cut the line and walk right into the office to see the interviewer. And the secretary says to him, "Excuse me, have a seat. You have to wait in line just like everybody else." And he pauses and he looks down and he looks at everybody, and then he just continues to walk right in. And apparently the loudspeaker was announcing in Morse code that if you understand this, you should walk right into the office, and the secretary will tell you to sit down and not cut the line, and you should come in anyway. And this man was very scared because he had just lost his job, and he didn't want there to be any misunderstandings, but he still knew that this is what the loudspeaker was saying, and he was going to just do it anyway, and he got the job. So what is this story teaching us? In this week's parsha, it says, in Parshas Acharei Mos, V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe Acharei Mos, Shnei B'nei Aaron B'karvasam L'fnei Hashem V'yamusu. And Hashem spoke to Moshe after the death of the two sons of Aaron when they drew near before Hashem and died. This is six chapters after the death of Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu. Why now is it mentioning their death? And why is it important to remind us that they died B'hikrav them when they drew near? So one answer could be that the different things that Aaron were supposed to do were told to be done in the same lashon, to come close before Hashem by akrivu Aaron lahakriv, and Aaron could feel worried, look what happened to my sons. Even though he knew clearly that it wasn't Esh Zara and it wasn't the same situation, there still is that vulnerability. This man knew clearly that the Morse code was saying, walk right in. But there's still that fear of something bad happening again that Aaron overcame and came to serve Hashem, knowing that this time this is the right thing to do. And even though I'm vulnerable and even though I'm worried, I'm going to still step up to the plate. And this is true in life also. Being able to say the words to somebody, "I care about you," that is making yourself vulnerable, because there's a chance now that you're vulnerable that this person might break your heart or might trample over those words. But from that vulnerability, if a person overcomes it and says, "I'm still going to walk straight into that office, I'm still going to come close to Hashem, the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash," sometimes that's where the most beautiful, beautiful relationships and closeness to Hashem comes from. And right now, you know, we're entering Chodesh Iyar, and we just finished a beautiful Pesach, and Iyar is a time of solidifying all those foundations of Emunah that we achieved over Pesach with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now is the time when we can say we had all these miracles happen to us, and now I'm going to make myself vulnerable, and I'm going to come close to Hashem and tell Him all my fears and all my thoughts and all my feelings when I daven, and put my trust in Him and step up to the plate to, you know, take whatever step I need to take in my life, even though it is scary and I am afraid for many different reasons. I'm still going to put myself in that vulnerable situation, because from that vulnerable situation comes sometimes the greatest joy and the greatest happiness. And I hope that, you know, Mirta Hashem, with this Sfira Saomer, everyone's days should count, and everyone should, you know, from their vulnerability, find that great, beautiful joy of coming close to Hashem, just like Aaron and Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. And we should all be zocha to, you know, bask in Hashem's glory with Mashiach, v'mehirav yaminu, amen.